I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Cancer genomics is a new frontier in cancer research that is allowing cancer treatments to be more tailored to individual patients. To talk about genomic research and clinical genomics is Dr. Stephen Ethier, Professor of Pathology and Laboratory Medicine and Director of the Center for Genomic Medicine at MUSC. Dr. Ethier, can you start by telling us briefly about cancer genomics?
Sure. What's happened over the last several years is that we now have a better and better understanding of specifically which genes those are that cause cancer in different patients. And we know, as a result of the Human Genome Project, that we all have about 30,000 genes in our genome. And of those 30,000, there are probably a couple of hundred that are most important in cancer development. What's complicating is that not every person has the same genes altered in their cancer. And so today, a main focus is to try and understand on an individual patient basis which cancer genes are activated and driving the process of cancer development.
Can you tell us how genomics impact cancer treatments currently?
Yeah, genomics is completely changing the way we manage and treat cancer. Historically and traditionally, cancer therapies are sort of a one-size-fits-all kind of approach. So most patients, for example, with breast cancer would receive one or two different kinds of chemotherapy, regardless of what type of breast cancer they had. And that's really true for other cancer types as well. Cancer genomics is allowing us to now make cancer therapy more precise and tailored for the individual.
And is this with just certain kinds of cancer or all kinds of cancer?
Well, currently, it's certain kinds of cancer, but one day it will be all kinds of cancer. And so more and more, we are incorporating the use of genomic methods to make a diagnosis in a patient. And the reason that's important is because over the last 10 years or so, all of the work in the development of new cancer drugs is focused on the development of these so-called targeted drugs. And the drugs themselves are targeted against the specific genomic change that is driving the cancer in that patient. So in the past, all of our cancer drugs were really aimed at targeting the behavior of cancer cells, but not necessarily targeting the driving force behind the cancer cells. And that's what's all changing. So by identifying what we call the driving mutation in a cancer, we can pick the drug that actually inactivates that driver, and that is a much more effective approach. And it, not only is it more effective, it's less toxic. So one of the things we have to do to get better is to make the treatments more precise, but also less toxic. And that's a big advantage of these new targeted therapies.
What about research going on at MUSC related to cancer genomics?
Yeah, the research going on at MUSC is really now aimed at additional discovery and validation of additional oncogenes, these genes that we make targeted agents against. So there's a cancer gene discovery group here, which I'm a part, where we're trying to identify additional genes that play roles in certain kinds of cancer. There's research ongoing here at MUSC in the Hollings Cancer Center and in the Center for Genomic Medicine that's specifically geared toward identifying the best strategies to use combination targeted therapies.
Dr. Ethier, thank you so much for providing this update about genomics.
It's my pleasure.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.